Welcome back to the programme. It's The Green Team, the weekly environment show every Tuesday here on Dubai Eye, taking a look at various different eco initiatives and hopefully raising some awareness about them. This week we're talking all about plastic because it is International Plastic Bag Free Day. I'm joined by Tatiana Abella, the co-founder of Goombook.com. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Siobhan. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And we're also joined in the studio by Melanie Salmon, who's the founder of Global Ocean. Good afternoon to you, Melanie. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you.
Well, we've been asking you if you have any solutions to what you think, how you think we could reduce our plastic consumption. I had a set of figures which have just been blown out of the water by another set of figures more recently updated, which Melanie has provided, presuming there are about 20 billion plastic bags consumed every year in the UAE. 20 billion, that is a shocking figure. And only a small percentage, of relatively small percentage of those are actually recycled. Well, coming up on the programme now, we'll be playing out an interview with Dr. Richard Perry. I spoke with him just earlier this morning. He's the Executive Director for Environmental Information Science and Outreach at the Environment Agency in Abu Dhabi. He talks to us about their campaign that was launched last year, which is really on track to hopefully rid the UAE of plastic bags by 2013. So listen, this is Dr. Perry. The campaign Make UAE Plastic Bag Free was launched last year. Can you tell me, first of all, a little bit about the campaign and how it's been going so far? For example, what are our strategies to make this happen, to make the UAE plastic bag free?
Right. Last year, in 2011, we started the campaign with the Ministry of Environment and Water for UAE, the Centre of Waste Management, Chamber of Commerce, Abu Dhabi Police, and various major malls and supermarket chains to make UAE plastic bag free. So it's a concerted effort of many players, and the idea is that we're trying to persuade shoppers not to use the non-biodegradable plastic bags and to reduce the amount of plastic bags they use. So it's very much an awareness campaign aimed at sensitizing the shoppers to understand the damage these bags do when they get into the environment.
And can you give me a few examples of how you have you've been working with these various different components and different outlets?
Yes. Internally within the agency, we've been working on drafting policy guidance for plastic bags and use of recyclable plastic bags, and so essentially the phasing out of these harmful plastic bags. So that's a policy directive that EED is putting together. Mm. With the external partners, we've been holding various awareness events, providing them with information, providing them with recyclable or recycled bags, either made out of jute or recycled plastic, at the various outlets. We're providing training to the various malls and supermarkets, to the checkout counter staff and to the management, in terms of persuading customers to take with them recyclable bags or recycled bags rather than to keep using new harmful plastic bags.
Now, just to be clear, Dr. Perry, is this a national campaign?
Yes, it is. Essentially, it's driven by the Ministry of Environment and Water for UAE.
Right.
And the Environment Agency Abu Dhabi are supporting it for the Emirate of Abu Dhabi.
Could you let us know what is happening here? Because obviously we are here in Dubai. Any examples of perhaps what we can see here in Dubai?
good question. I'm not familiar with what's happening on the ground in Dubai, certainly, but I know that the Emirates Group, Environmental Group, Habib Marshi, are very active in this field as well. And indeed, we had a joint event fairly recently here in Abu Dhabi, where Habib was here, with the Lulu hypermarket.
Mm. The reason why I asked Dr. Perry, yeah, and obviously commend the EAD on this venture and the campaign, but to be honest, as a shopper, as a consumer, I haven't actually seen any campaigns or any difference in any of the supermarkets or the supermarkets that I have frequented.
Right.
Bags are still being given out very, very freely at most supermarkets. So I'm just wondering, you know, how have the supermarkets themselves reacted? Have you had a positive response to this campaign, and how far reaching is it?
Right. Okay. Certainly, the major shopping hypermarket chains have been actively involved and have expressed their support for the idea of a plastic-free environment. They've provided training to all their staff, and you know, we've provided them with alternative bags to have at the outlet. So you can now purchase at the outlets bags that you can reuse, so sort of tougher bags that you can take back with you. The problem is, you've got to remember to take them back with you.
Mm.
And that is an issue, and that's an awareness behavioural change that needs to happen amongst shoppers. And I know I'm guilty of that myself. You know, you go shopping, you forget to take the bag with you.
As you understand, there's a couple of phases to this whole campaign.
Yes.
Am I right in saying it's in phase three at the moment?
Yes.
Where the aims to educate the community, but also about this non-biodegradable plastic bags. They're going to be sorted out, etc. But you're also pushing, I understand, for biodegradable bags.
Yes.
How is that working, and how do we know which are biodegradable and which aren't?
Right. Well, effectively, non-biodegradable plastic bags will be banned within the UAE. It was supposed to be next year, but I think they brought it forward to the end of this year, actually, now.
Right.
So, effectively, you won't be able to buy non-degradable plastic bags in the UAE.
Is that throughout every industry, everywhere?
Yes.
I mean, we're talking like the tiny little blue bags you get in your small corner shop to
absolutely.
The bigger ones in the supermarkets.
Yeah. Now, the problem, of course, is there's going to be a huge surplus of plastic bags already out there.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be a sort of gradual sort of a decline in those bags as people transfer to the new ones.
Okay, and the new ones are biodegradable. What does that mean exactly? Can you sort of guide me through, I mean, how long do they take to biodegrade, and what are the particular environment that will make them biodegrade?
Okay, they're called oxo-biodegradable bags, okay, which means they've essentially got metal salts embedded into the plastic, which helps them break down quickly over several months once they're in the environment.
Mm.
Now, it's not ideal because, I mean, the reason that we use them or promote them is that the main danger from plastic bags in the environmental sense is that turtles and camels ingest them, eat them, and that, you know, clogs up their works and they die. If they're biodegradable, they break down into smaller pieces, so they're less likely, A, to be eaten, and B, they won't clog up the digestive tracts of these animals.
Right.
Okay? But they're only biodegradable in the open environment. In the landfill situation where there's less oxygen, they don't biodegrade and they're the same as a normal plastic bag.
So
they're not the perfect solution, but they are better, certainly.
Right, so they have to be in, as you said, in a landfill, perhaps where it's got little enzymes and it's in a heated condition.
No,
is it one of those? Like
No. In fact, within a landfill situation, they don't biodegrade because they need the open environment, the sunlight and the oxygen to break down.
Right.
Okay, so within the landfill situation, they actually stay intact, but at least they're contained, they're not blown around in the environment, which is, you know, a big plus. So it's really those ones that are blown around in the environment or washing around in the sea.
Mm.
That are a danger to the turtles and the camels, etc., that will break down quickly and therefore pose less of a danger.
Okay, so these are so by the end of this year, you're saying that the plastic, the non-biodegradable plastic bags are planned to be banned throughout the UAE.
Yeah, phased out,
Phased out, and then these biodegradable bags will be introduced. So, and how long are you expecting for these to be in circulation before an outright ban on plastic bags? Or will these just continue to be in?
I think these will continue, I think. Again, that's an issue for the ministry and their policies there. But you know, we need something to take our shopping home with. Okay. Now, yes, we need to train people to reduce the number of bags they use. And that's just a common sense, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle sort of philosophy. And we've been training the packers at the shopping outlets to try and maximise the amount of articles that get into bags and minimise the amount of bags they actually use. Now, that's an ongoing process, and there's still more training that's required at that end. We need to train the shoppers to take with them bags that can be reused rather than to take on plastic bags. So the whole intent is to reduce the amount of plastic bags used anyway, regardless of whether they're non-biodegradable or biodegradable.
Right.
And that's a big, you know, behavioural awareness effort that needs to happen.
And is it voluntary for the organisations to get involved, as in, i.e. with the training, etc., or do you actually propose to them?
At the moment, it's voluntary, and the major shopping chains have volunteered and been very enthusiastic. And Lulu Hypermarket being extremely enthusiastic. And I was there a couple of Thursdays ago at Caledonia Mall. We have a bunch of students who have taken upon themselves to go amongst the shoppers at the outlets on Thursday afternoons, and try and talk to them and try and persuade them to not to use the plastic bags or to reuse plastic bags.
Well, that's great. That's in Abu Dhabi, though, is it?
That's in Abu Dhabi. Yes,
that's not been in Dubai as yet.
Yeah.
Right. And do you foresee then that there will be an actual law introduced in the near future for the outright ban of plastic bags?
Yes, I would see that. The Environment Agency has been drafting up a plastic bag policy for Abu Dhabi Emirate. The Ministry has a policy for the UAE, and effectively each Emirate is going to have to implement that throughout the whole of the UAE.
So it won't be a federal law then?
No, I would see a federal law happening, yes, and being enforced. Ultimately,
Can you give us an approximate time frame on
it? No, I'm afraid I can't. Yeah. That's up to the ministry. It's on their case.
Right. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon. Thank you very much, Dr. Perry, for sharing that information with us. And I wish you all the very best with this campaign, Make the UAE Plastic Bag Free. And
of course,
it is International Plastic Bag Free Day today.
Absolutely, so don't use those plastic bags today, certainly.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Okay, bye.
That was Dr. Richard Perry talking to me earlier this morning. He's the Executive Director for Environmental Information Science Outreach from the agency in Abu Dhabi, the Environment Agency there. Interesting, I thought, some very good information, I think, that he shared with us with regards to plastic bags, that there possibly is a law coming out, a federal law. As I said, a lot of the work seems to be done in Abu Dhabi, and I know that Melanie, who's with us, she was saying that there were some great campaigns, again with Lulu, so Lulu seems to be really quite proactive, actually, which is quite good. With some students, I think, that were doing some work there.
Yeah, they're called STOP, on the website, you can find them as well, and they voluntarily launched a campaign to raise awareness with the shop assistants and whatnot in that big chain, and they reduced the consumption by raising awareness to the public by up to 15% just now, I think.
Gosh. Yeah. I mean, that's just, but a bunch of students at one of the supermarkets. So we'll see. I mean, as I understand as well, I mean, I thought that it was supposed to be plastic bags going to be banned by 2013. That's, as far as I understand, was the whole campaign. But yeah, it seems that it's being kind of pushed back a little bit now. I'm not exactly sure.
A year or two ago, there's been an announcement where every single Emirate had a deadline. Abu Dhabi and Dubai were for 2013, 2012, I think, was Dubai. They started this year. And the other Emirates were a little bit far away, but there was something in place, and Gulf News covered it quite well. That's why I'm a little bit confused. Maybe they want to make something stronger, which is definitely needed.
When my time comes.
We'll introduce you now, because we have another guest joining us in the studio, which is, I was just trying to find the segue into introducing you, because we're joined by Winston Price, who is the General Manager of EcoPolymers. Now, what's interesting is that you make the OXO biodegradable bags, is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
Oh.
We actually market the additive.
Ah, okay.
So we sell the additive to the plastic factories.
Right.
Who then put that into the plastic products that they're manufacturing
that
to make those
products
OXO biodegradable.
Okay, so the product that you sell makes the plastic bags biodegradable.
OXO biodegradable, to be exact. Yes.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I'm just conscious of time, so let us take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll get into what OXO biodegradable means and who is using these products here in the UAE.